I think pretty much everybody just assumes they're not going to make it at this point because of the way they played. And, well, it's the Mets, right?
Right.
But no matter what happens this week, whether they get in or not, which it would be in their best interest from a narrative perspective to get in, there are major changes coming to this roster and potentially to this coaching staff.
Yeah. I mean,
they look like they're not well coached, and I don't think that's changing in the next 7 to 10 days. They're not just going to magically flip a switch and look like a championship team. You know, it's been 87 games of this, and 87 games of last place play, right? We're not talking about championship caliber play here. That's just reality. That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to piss in anyone's punch bowl here, but that's, you cannot argue with the statistic.
Yeah, and this past week is really, really an encapsulation of the entire season, and I think you hit on a point that is very important, that everyone for too long, I think, has pointed at the pitching as like, hey, if the pitching was better, everything would be fine. And that, I think, is such a gross mischaracterization of what's happening here, because while it has been the largest issue for a long stretch of time, it's not the only issue, and there is clearly something wrong here. There is something rotten, whether it is the pressure or the way these guys gel or the way they're being coached. Who's to say at this point? I would have to think if this team doesn't make the playoffs, we're going to get one of those big revealing articles that always comes out once a season ends about this team, because something is amiss that no one can put their finger on. But look at this, just the weekend in general. In the last four games, including last game of the Padres series, Mets commit 6 errors in the field, which is not even including Jose Siri dropping the ball, which for some reason they ruled was not an error. They commit 6 errors, multiple games. Yeah, multiple games where they committed multiple errors. They lose a game on an inside the park home run in extra innings because they don't back up a play properly. They take bad angles on balls. And yeah, the offense, cool. Like, we have a couple good games, and then what happens? You know, after you score 12 runs, you score 3 runs on Saturday, and you blow how many goddamn chances to win that game? The Nationals handed the Mets that game on a platter. The Mets actually came back to tie the game in the 9th inning. They have the bases loaded with 1 out. And Brandon Nimmo, who was probably the number one guy I did not want up at the plate in that situation because he can't make contact when you need him to, he strikes out. Marte strikes out. They get to the 10th. They don't give up a run. Acuna botches a bunt, but they get lucky. Play isn't made. First and second, nobody out. What happens? Alvarez hits into a double play. Mauricio, who gets 1 at bat a month, flies out. Can't even blame him for that because he definitely never plays.
Yeah.
Then they give up the inside the park home run. And of course, you know, Lindor, Soto, and I think it was Mullins in the bottom of the 11th, not in that order, go 1-2-3 and they lose. And that was definitely the most creative way that they have not done a 9th inning comeback, because they kind of did one and then they blew it anyways.
You thought yesterday was going to be the day when, especially, and on a day that they absolutely needed an inspirational type win, you know, the last week of the, you know, coming into the last week of the season, you know, that was, it felt like that was going to be the day. Like, it's got to happen sometime. This is a perfect time for it to happen, right?
And it just doesn't. It's like an invisible force field at this point, where no matter what they do, even if they do the right things, it just isn't happening, you know? And a lot of the times they're not doing the right things. Like, a lot of this is like the Mets are making their own bad luck. Yes. But then even when they do the right things, something terrible still seems to happen. And, you know, Gary said it on the broadcast on Sunday. I don't have the exact quote, but after Jacob Young made the first of his 2 insane catches, the juggling one that he kicked up in the air, you know, Gary says something along the lines of, you know, when you see plays like that getting made, it feels like the fates are not maybe in the Mets' favor right now, or this year. And it does feel that way. And I know that's not, you know, you're much more like a analytical, like on the field reason for things. And I think that is the more logical way to look at it. But when you just look at like the way that they've lost some of these games and some of the ridiculousness that has happened, you know, in the last, what, 4 or 5 days, Juan Soto misses a game tying home run by an inch. They lose. What happens on Saturday night? They lose. Francisco Alvarez hits a game tying home run in the ninth, except no, he doesn't, because Jake Young plays
the rocket too. I mean,
plays the role of Willie Harris, circa 2008, and he jumps over the wall and he robs it. And the second he makes that catch, you know they're not getting a base runner. They're not winning this game. It's just like, yeah, most of this is on the Mets, like. But there is almost something seemingly going on where you're like, it's just not in the cards for this year.
You know, it's funny because, you know, and yes, like there are technical and baseball reasons, you know, why it's not going well. But, you know, the Mets, you know, between the Buckner ball, and I think this weekend, someone can keep me honest on this one, I think this weekend is the 52nd anniversary of the ball off the wall play in 1973, where, you know, that was September, where everything bounced right. You know, that September, Alvarez's ball would have gone over the fence, like, or it would have clanked off his glove and gone over, right? It was just, it just seemed like there's always some sort of, you know, potion or poison, you know, with this franchise and organization. But
you just look at the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's a home run last year.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, like, you know, I say this to you all the time, like, it shouldn't even come down to plays like the ones Jacob Young made today. Like, why are we even worried about, like, pressing about games that probably, like, 3-4 months ago you would have expected to be meaningless? Even 2 weeks ago when they were 5-up on the Reds or whatever it was. You know, these games were potentially just, you know, playing out the you're hoping the Mets may have been playing out the string at this point. As bad as they had been playing, it's, things were still looking up, you know, 10 days ago, 14 days ago. But, you know, the fact that we talk about these things, you know, every time they happen in the Mets, whether it's this year or 21 or 08 or 07, or even, you know, the NLCS in 06, like, there are reasons why, you know, there are reasons why it got to those points, right? You know, you look back on 2007, 2008 specifically, like, it was the same thing. They essentially stunk, which made those games one in 2007, after that Philly series, games 150 to 162 matter when they shouldn't have mattered. And then when that happens to an athlete, not, let alone a professional athlete, and a team that was very arrogant and presumptuous, like, the magic just all of a sudden seems to turn on them, right? And it shouldn't, but it shouldn't ever come down to it. And it shouldn't have come down to this year, where now they're on the outs, inexplicably on the outside looking in, right? It's inexplicable. It's
unbelievable.
Right. And like it seems like, again, going back to the magic discussion, it can only happen to the Mets because this is what happens to the Mets. Right. But look, it's happening to Detroit right now, too. Right. Where the Guardians have won 20,000 games in a row all of a sudden, and Detroit can't win a game. It's the same thing.
They just got swept by the Braves.
Right. So, I mean, it does happen around sports, and it happens for the same reasons. Like, teams go south, like, teams start to go bad, just like other teams. Like, the Mets got good last year, which, and that's a funny thing about the Mets too. You know, they were, last year they were bad until June 1st, and then they were good all, you know, through the end of last year into the playoffs and until June 1st this year. It's a very strange thing that happened to the Mets, right? But yeah, there are technical reasons why they have gone bad. And you can also make a compelling argument that last year, like, they just were coming up aces on all their decisions. And, you know, people just start having, you know, they had career years, you know, and, you know, maybe this is the identity of this roster, right? Because when you think back over the last 2 years, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse, they could still make it, and you know, they can avoid some seriously negative talk heading into the winter, which would be akin to 07 and 08, I should add. Mm-hmm. But maybe this is the identity of this roster, because when you think about the last 300 and, I don't know, 14 games-ish, they've probably been good for a quarter of those games. And the rest, it's they were a lot like this up until June 1st last year, right? And it's generally the same group of players outside of Juan Soto, who is an amazing baseball player. Like, just amazing. And I hope people are appreciating what he's doing. And I certainly hope the Mets don't waste, you know, I said this to you earlier today, hope they don't waste a legendary season from this guy. This is just insane at this point.
It feels like they are, which is one of the
they may.
Many shames that has happened this year. And it's just, it's so frustrating because, you know, I don't want to make it like, oh, woe is us. And like, you know, but it does kind of suck to be a Mets fan more often than it doesn't. you know, as somebody who came into their fandom late, much later than you did, you know, I started watching in 2006 when I was 15 years old. So about 20 years into this, I mean, how many more collapses can I watch in a not that long amount of time? You know, 2007, 2008, 2022 is not a collapse, but it was a choke. And this one, I would, you know, those are pretty three major collapses if this were to finish off
but 22,
in about 18 years.
But at least in 22, they got to the postseason, right? So we did not have a conversation about, you know, a team that fell apart at the seams.
Sure, I'm kind of leaving them out in terms of like full-scale collapse. Like, this is really an 07, 08 in this year kind of thing.
Right, but I think if they make it this year, again, it doesn't erase the problems, but we're not including this team in that conversation. You could say they underachieved, and they underachieved in 22. They underachieved in 88 too, but they made the postseason, right? And they got deep. They got to Game 7 of the NLCS that year. Did they choke? Did they underachieve? Like, you can use whatever word you want, but they got to they did what they were supposed to do during the regular season.
Sure.
And if the Mets ultimately win a wild card and are playing a week from Tuesday in LA, which is where they would be going, mm-hmm. then we're not talking about a collapse. We're talking about, you know, if their season ends in LA, a disappointing season, a season where, okay, now there's a lot of heavy lifting coming in, and that doesn't change whether they make it or not. But we're not talking about a team that fell apart. You know, a postseason team is not a team that fell apart.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good, but they didn't fall apart in the end, you know?
Yeah, it may lead to some very similar offseason moves, although, you know, maybe some people would spare their jobs if they got into the playoffs versus not.
Right.
I think you make a good point in terms of, you know, I'm using the word collapse because I'm assuming that they're not going to make it at this point, because it's only been a few hours since they lost that game on Sunday. I was very upset about it, not because I was surprised, but because I wasn't surprised. And sometimes when you know it's coming and it still happens, it's more frustrating because you've seen it so many times before. Not to mention, as the Alvarez ball was caught, the Jets lost on a last-second field goal at the exact same time.
I don't even know why you bother with the Jets. I don't even know why you bother.
I don't know why I do either.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.